I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer. Well, here we are again, and today I am just going to be redoing a little bit of the Space Marines and going over some rule changes for HeroClix. Let's see, what have I been doing? Because it's been like a month since I put anything out. I am so sorry about that. I've been told myself to try and do it every 2 weeks, but I'm slacking again. Let's see, I got the new Curiosity to Kill the Cat Nightmare Edition box set, so it's pretty cool. So I am going to full-blown redo Hamlin on the podcast, and I'm just going to go ahead and resurface myself with that, and we'll do another Hamlin podcast, talk about the new models that came with it, also about the Broken Promises Malifold book and Fate deck. I got that. Also, I have a Taylor model, which will be part of a giveaway. So you want the alternate Taylor Martyr model. I think it's Misdeeds. I don't know. I could be wrong. But anyway, it's Taylor's model. Miss something. Not going to use her. So if you want her and you can figure out a way that you can talk me out of it, get a hold of me at Sean Hammer, at the number 9, at yahoo.com. Check out my Facebook page. Convince me. Your best convincing story, get some Taylor model sent to them if they like an alternate Taylor model. Let's see, I got all that. I kind of jumped into Blood Bowl, painting some dwarfs, my buddy Jason, my friend that I used to do the Miscast podcast with. He wants a dwarf team painted, and I let his daughter pick up my team, so I'm going to be doing goblins myself for Blood Bowl, so we'll go over some Blood Bowl coming up. Also picked up the nun team from Shadowforge, just because they're nuns, and they're not goblins, and, well, they're nuns. And that's about it. Let's see. Also, I picked up the book, The Army of Sylvaneth, or The Battle Host of whatever. I know I said screw Age of Sigmar, but I got all these models. Fantasy models. I just got to do something with. So we'll go over some Age of Sigmar shit. Go over Sylvaneth or Sylvaneth or whatever. They're really cool looking models. I mean, the new dryads are cool, so the stuff that comes along with it is pretty sweet. So, the book wasn't too much of a bad purchase. Also, we'll go over the War Scrolls, whatever those are. And maybe some rules for Age of Sigmar, which led me to the fact, why not play Age of Sigmar? Because I was talking to some people at the hobby store at Cool City Games, and they're totally against the new 40K. And they'll say, blah, 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 F that, you know, I'm not playing that, I'll play 30K. And I was like, oh, I get it, you know, I guess, if it's something you're used to. So, about the new 40K, I'm not going over the rule changes, because actually there's quite a bit. It's basically this, you got weapon skills, you hit, gives you your weapon skill is a number, that's what you need to hit. Shooting, same thing, wound, take your armor save, make a morale test, next phase. Morale tests, they're not nothing flowing around the board that can have like a heroic intervention, or for that speak, be able to turn around, at, you know, and join your unit back or nothing. They're just removed as casualties. So, I get where a lot of people say they don't like the new 40K. I don't know. I'm mixed about it. I get a couple games in. I'm actually going to play just with PowerPoints. Just going to say, okay, we're going to play nothing above 10 PowerPoints. We're going to play a 50-point game. Try that. Give it a few ways, so I don't know. I got a lot of 40K just to give up on it and not do anything else with it. But that leads me into I bought not only okay, the new 40K book is a bunch of bullshit. I mean, I am really bummed out about it. It was like $60 basically for 8 pages of rules, and it's vague. It's just pictures of stuff that we've seen in White Dwarfs and on the website and stuff like that. A lot of lore that a lot of people already know, so it's like wasted. I hate it when Games Workshop does this, and they appear to have done it again with the Space Marine Codex. So, Space Marine Codex is the new codex for Warhammer 40K, 8th edition. It goes through all the regular Space Marines on chapters such as Salamanders, White Scars, Black Templars, Iron Fists, Imperial Fists, successor chapters to each and everything. So, I picked up this book, Shrink Raptor, so of course you can't really look through it and see what you like and decide if it's worth getting, but it's really not. So, I have plenty of Blood Angels, Space Wolves. I'll probably just stick with them. Hopefully it doesn't bite me in the ass. I don't end up losing significantly a large hobby that I had before with, like, Warhammer. Going to Age of Sigmar, I had a large undead army, and it's good at it. That and Dogs of War, then next thing you know, they just shut everything down, and this is what you got right now. Which is cool, I guess, but I wish they wouldn't have done the whole culling of the whole storyline and all that bullshit and change. I don't know. I was never happy with Warhammer since 5th edition left. 5th edition was my edition. I liked it. Problem is I believe what the problem is that the gamers break it. And then you got this power creep to make things that, well, they're breaking this, they're doing this, so now we got to do this, and next thing you know, we have another rule book that's better than the old rule books, because it's not really new changes, it's just a whole bunch of adapting to how the players did stuff in tournaments and stuff. So, all blame aside, this book really isn't that great. I'm not going to do nothing with the Space Marines in this book, except for use this Space Marine book for the Primaris Space Marine. And I'm going to use them for the one Dark Angel chapter, Blades of Vengeance, just because that's what I started painting on. I have a third option coming up to do shoulder pads, which is a clear decal paper from testers. Hopefully it works out fine. I did, my first attempt was white back transfer paper. Horribly failed. I tried dry rub-on transfers. That didn't really work out how I liked it either. Maybe it was the printer or printer options. I haven't messed with it. But I'm going to try another option to try and get some uniform shoulder pads for my small chapter I'm going to do. Now, this chapter I'm going to do is just going to be Primaris Space Marines. I know I went over going through the book. It's pretty easy until something changes. But, you know, it gives me something that's nifty. And I know that nifty is such a dated word, but we're talking here. The Primaris Space Marines are bigger. They are different looking than regular Space Marines, by far. I mean, it's actually comical to put a regular Space Marine next to a Primaris Space Marine. So, I'm not. I'm just going to have Ultima Founding Chapter of Primaris Space Marines. And this is what I got going on. Looking through the book, I go through a lot of crap and not finding anything that says specifically for Primaris, except for Primaris Captain. 6 power points. You know, he's got his normal things. Leadership 9. Save 3. 5 attacks. 6 wounds. Weapon skill, ballistic skill 2 plus. Movement 6. You know, he can have his old, it's about how we play. Let's see, he can have a Master Crafter, Stalker, Boulder, Iron Halo, Right to Battle. And what's just pretty cool about these power ratings and stuff, it's plain and simple what you're getting. So, I don't know. It could be good, it could be bad. Let's see, we have a Primaris Librarian, which is your weapon skill, ballistic skill 3 plus, 5 wounds, 4 attacks. He's a psychic hood, and he can attempt to manifest 2 psychic powers each friendly phase. And shit like that. So, there we go. We have, Primaris Chaplain, which is weapon skill 2, ballistic skill 3, 4 wounds. This guy's coming out as a spiritual leader, so units within 6 inches of this model can use the chaplain's leadership instead of their own. Litanies of Hate, you can reroll failed hit roll to each end fight phase within 6 inches of the model. That's pretty cool, but like I said, I'm just sticking with the fact that all these people are freaking Primaris. We got a Primaris Lieutenant. These guys here, same stats pretty much as the Chaplain. Company heroes during deployment, all models in this unit must set up at the same time, although they do not need to be set up, blah blah blah. Tactical precision, you can re-roll rolls of 1 to friendly chapter units that are within 6 inches of you, Lieutenant. So, cute little command model, but 5 points a model. I don't know. Let's see. Intercessor squad. I went over these guys with the thing, but and just little, not changes, but little things that they put in there. Well, basic Space Marine stats now are 2 attacks, 2 wounds, toughness 4, strength 4, ballistic skill 3+, weapon skill 3+, movement 6, leadership 7, and save of 3+. This unit will contain 1 sergeant, 4 intercessors, and can include up to 5 more intercessors for a +5 power rating. Let's see. All models in this unit may replace your bolt rifle with auto bolt rifle or stalker bolt rifle. For every 5 models in the unit, you may take an auxiliary grenade launcher, and the sergeant may take a power sword. Not bad. You got They Shall Know No Fear combat squads, and if a model armed with an auxiliary grenade launcher, increase the range of any grenade weapons they have up to 30 inches. So these are your main core group here. We got the Primaris Agents. These guys here are your standard bearers and stuff like that, and they did not change at all from what I read before. Of course, they're different than Chapter Ancient, but they're Primaris Ancient. 3+, the same. They got a little bit more wounds and better leadership. Let's see, we Honor Guard, Chapter Champion, Company Ancient, Apothecary. Primaris Apothecary. Okay. Let's see, the same Space Marine stats with leadership 8, 3 attacks, 5 wounds. It's a little thing. This little Narthikium. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but anyway, at the end of any of your movement phase, the apothecary can attempt to heal or revive a single model. Select a friendly chapter, infantry, or biker model within 3 inches of the apothecary. If that unit contains a wounded model, it immediately regains D3 wounds. If the chosen unit contains no wounded models, but one or more of its models have been slain during the battle, roll a d6 on a 4+. A single slain model is returned to the unit with 1 wound remaining. If the apothecary fails to revive a model, he can do nothing else for the remainder of the turn, and recovers the gene seed of fallen warrior. A unit can only be targeted by this Narthisium once per turn. So that's pretty cool. Sounds like a little necromancer thing, actually, but it is what it is. Next up, we have the Reaver Squad. These guys have a little bit of a difference to them. You can include 5 more for a 5 power rating. They start at 5. Space Marine stats. So, remember, normal Space Marine stats are movement 6, weapon skill +3, ballistic skill 3+, sorry. Strength, toughness 4, 2 wounds, 2 attacks, leadership 7, save 3+. Let's see. They can have basically, they got shock grenades, which any models hit by shock grenades is stunned to the end of your turn and cannot fire overwatch, and your opponent must subtract 1 from their leadership rolls. Of course, they have the terror troops, which subtract an additional 1 from the leaderships if they're within 3 inches of any Reaver squads. They can combat squad these guys, but this is where the two things that are different. One, it's got grav chutes, which allows it to deploy up in the air, kind of like jump troops. So that's pretty cool. So you can be set down anywhere within 9 inches away from any model. And they have a grapple launcher, which allows them to move without actually using vertically, without taking up any movement, extra movement or anything. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, the Reavers are pretty cool, though. The one thing I don't care for them about is they have one shoulder pad that looks like a normal shoulder pad, but they're missing the right one. So that's throwing me off because apparently I got Space Marine ODC. And I like their skull masks, which is great, but I decided to go with a chapter who has white face plates on all their helmets anyway. So the skull masks might be a little lost on my Reavers. I might try something different. Who says I can't? I guess they're my Space Marines, right? Next up, we have the Aggressor Squad, which is basically, these are Space Marine Primaris Centurions. They have power rating 6, same stats, everything. They come with the Auto Bolt Storm Gauntlets for shooting, Flame Storm Gauntlets for shooting, Frag Storm Grenade Launcher, Auto Bolt Storm for melee, Flame Storm for melee. Let's see, the Flamestorm is Salt 2d6 because it got rid of templates. So they got rid of templates, so everything's a 2d6 now, or it's 1d6 or 3d6. On the, let's see, for the other weapon, oh, and Flamestorm automatically hits targets. And let's see, for the Auto Storm, or Auto Bolt Storm, it's Assault 6, Strength 4, Damage 1, 0 AP. These guys are pretty cool. Of course, you can switch one weapon for the other. It's either Bolt Storm or Flamestorm. It's all or nothing, the whole unit or nothing. But they're pretty cool. I'll probably go with a set of three. I don't know how I'm going to arm them yet, but that's about it. There. You'll go through some other units that aren't got fancy names, but aren't Primaris. Let's see. I just totally passed one because I'm silly. Okay, Reaver, Aggressor, Servitor. Oh, maybe they're after this. I don't want to do them yet. Anyway, I'll shut up and just keep going. Of course, we have the Inner Inceptor Squad, which is basically your jetpack guys that come crashing down from the heavens and smash anything and cause wounds on their crushing charge. Same stats as all the other Space Marines, except for movement and 10. These guys have Assault Bolter, which is a range 18, Assault 3, Strength 5, negative 1 AP. The whole unit can switch that with a Plasma Exterminator, giving him a range 18, Assault D3, Strength 7, negative 3 AP, and of course you can supercharge, and if you fail, it's, well, supercharge it, it's 1 plus strength, and it's damage 2, but if you, you can burn your face off. Simple as that. Next up, we got the new toys. Oh, this guy. I haven't put them together yet, but let me tell you. This is the new Redemptor Dreadnought. 10 power. No movement, no weapon skill, no ballistic skill. Strength 7, toughness 7, 13 wounds, 4 attacks, leadership 8, save 3 plus. This model is a single model equipped with a heavy onslaught Gatling cannon, heavy flamer, and Icarus rocket pod, 2 frag storm grenade launchers, and a Redemptor fist. And this guy's pretty big. Also goes along quite well with new big Space Marines, so I have them. And that's what I'm going to run in here, in my army too. Let's see, frag storm grenade launcher, 18 inches of assault D6, strength 4, 1 damage. Heavy flamer, range 8, D6, heavy D6, automatically hits, onslaught, Gatling cannon, 30 inches, heavy 12, strength 5, negative 1 AP, 1 damage apiece. The rocket pod is heavy D3, 24 inch range, strength 7, negative 1 AP, and all add 1 to hit rolls made for this weapon against targets that can fly and subtract 1 when they can't. I see the weapon skill and stuff. I'll get to that in a minute. Microplasma incinerator, heavy D6, both 36 inches, does the whole thing where it can melt your face off. Onslaught Gatling cannon, heavy 6, strength 5, negative 1 AP. Storm bolter, what? and Redemptor fist, it's melee, times 2 to your toughness. Strength, sorry. Negative 3 AP, D6 damage. Let's see. Can replace its heavy flamer onslaught cannon. Can release its onslaught Gatling cannon with microplasma incinerator. This thing, if it blows up when it goes. And here is its weapon skill. Based on how many wounds you have, it's either a 3, 4, or 5. So all your weapons, all of your weapon skills and stuff on things that are vehicles are relevant to how many wounds you have. That's how I guess they, in the 8th edition, they went ahead and equaled out armor value compared to shit like that. I don't know. And there's not much more except for this big guy. Big guy, where are you, big guy? Let's see, not a Vindicator. Not a Land Raider Crusader. Now, Leon Raider Redeemer, which are all in a book. Now, Land Speeder Storm, Drop Pod, or Rhino. Now, oh, Repulsor. There it is. This is a tank. It has its own fucking page. His own page. I mean, not just, oh, look at that cute little picture on the bottom. He just, this tank has a big page. This is the Floating Land Raider, basically. It's a single model equipped with a heavy onslaught Gatling cannon, twin-linked heavy bolter, an Iron Hail heavy stubber, and the Karras Iron Hail heavy stubber, two Kraken grenade launchers, two storm bolters, and an auto launcher. 16 wounds, strength 8, toughness 8, weapon skill 6+, leadership 9, save 3+. Let's see. Everything has, it seems like, remaining wounds. You got full, middle, and low. This affects the movement, the ballistic skill going from 3, 4, and 5, and attacks from 6 to D6 to 1, going from highest to lowest. Frag Storm Grenade Launcher, Assault D6, Strength 4, Heavy Onslaught Gatling Cannon, 30-inch range, Heavy 12, Strength 5, negative 1 AP. Iron Hail Heavy Stubber, 36 inches, Heavy 3, Strength 4, negative 1 AP. And play, gets a bonus 4 flyers and a non-bonus against. Akaris Rocket Pod, same thing. The Iron Hail Heavy Stubber, Heavy 3, Strength 4, negative 1 AP. Kraken Storm Grenade Launcher, 18 inches, Assault 1, Strength 6, negative 1 AP, D6 wounds. Laz Talon, Heavy 2, Strength 9, negative 3, Armor Value, D6 wounds. Onslaught Gatling Cannon, Heavy 6. Storm Bolter, Heavy. Okay, the rest is just crazy. I mean, this is a tank with a lot of tanks on it. And it is the only thing that can carry Primaris Space Marines in this whole book. So, if you want to have a whole bunch of transports for your Primaris Space Marines, you're looking at $75 a pop for this Land Raider with 16 power. I haven't even broke down how many points it would be in the back of the book, which I'm not going to do points in this 8th edition. I'm just not going to worry about it. Let's see. This model will replace his twin heavy bolter with twin Laz Cannon. This model may replace his heavy onslaught Gatling Cannon with a Laz Talon. Whole bunch of replacing to have another weapon. It's got a hover tank. Its distances and ranges are always measured to and from the hull, even though it has a base. Repulsor field. Your opponent must subtract 2 from any charge rolls for units to declare a charge against a repulsor. Could come in handy. Power Machine Spirit. This model does not suffer penalty to hit for moving and firing. Auto launchers. Instead of shooting any weapons in the shooting phase, this model can use auto launchers into your next shooting phase. Your opponent must subtract 1 from all hit rolls from ranged weapons that target that vehicle. And of course, 6 explodes as well. This model can transport 12 Primaris infantry models. That's about it. And your Mach 8X Gravis take up space of 2 other models, and cannot carry jump packs. So, why do you want to do a Primaris Space Marine Army, Sean? Well, I'm just going to put it out there. It gives me something new. I like the backstory a little bit. I found it interesting. I have the models. I have what came in the box set. I picked up a unit of 5 Reavers. That's it. That's all I'm going on. And I'm going to pick up, I bought the Dreadnought. I'm going to maybe pick up the tank. And that's all I'm going to own for anything new so far. Space Marines for 8th edition. I don't know. Maybe it'd be fun. Maybe it won't. Not a lot of money went into it. But it did. And a lot of money was wasted via the rules and everything. Games Workshop did it again. This next song that I'll put up before I cover the my second installment of Dial Talk Radio, when I go over the rule changes and the pack changes more specifically for HeroClix, is how I feel about Games Workshop with changing the games drastically. You know, it's just like, it just seems to be crazy. I mean, I have a family, full-time job, and every time I start to get playing with something, another rule set comes out, and this one just simplified, dulled it down. So I made it pretty much an army full of finger monkeys can play it quite well. But it's cool. It's 40K, and I'm going to love it, I guess, right? That's it. That's all I'm going to talk about with Primaris. I hope you didn't get bored. And get you back in a little bit after this song that expresses my feelings towards Games Workshop's rule changes and their policies of how they're treating their games, which I thought were pretty damn cool to begin with. All right, talk to you in a few. That was Texas Hippie Coalition, Pissed Off and Mad About It. Get it? Get it? I probably played that there. Let's see. Before I continue with my next segment, I meant to say I'm working on a new commercial, new intro, and actual logo. So if once I get a logo, I start might making a couple t-shirts. I got a guy around me who can actually print. Now, here we go. We finally, after 3 months, or not 3 months, but three sets, starter sets in a row, based on from what WizKid gave us, they gave us the What If. That was cool. Not really, not a lot of What If figures in there, but there was a starter set, Old Rules. They gave us Elseworlds, another 15th anniversary HeroClix. Shabby figures, starter set, no rules. Finally, they gave us the Muddy Thor, which is the new set. It just came out. Don't know about the figures. I'm really not a big old draw on that one. I did get a few figures from the set that I wanted, such as King Cobra, White Wolf, the other guys that from my Wakanda team, which I'll do a Wakanda Revisited because I did some cute little things to that army, and I've been playing it, or unit, so I've been playing my buddy Glenn, and he's not been happy about it, but well, it's been fun, and I will admit, I'm not a big Black Panther fan, but what works against certain things, right? And let's see, I got Loki, Chase, I end up getting Valkyrie, Chase, Amalekith, Chase, only wanted Loki, and I got the James Foster Thor. One with the actual Avenger keyword. I could play with my Avengers, but the one from Nick Fury, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is way better. But, more importantly, we have a new edition of rules for HeroClix. Today I'm going to go over the changes of the most relevant changes on the pack, and what has changed, and everything like that. You think I missed something, just let me know. A lot's changed. So first up, we have movement powers. We got Earthbound Neutralized. This changed, now this character can't use movement or improve targeting or willpower. This is, you know, of course, new Earthbound Neutralize. The old one, revert characters to standard combat signals with big difference of size and flight. Now the affected character with energy with Earthbound Neutralize, their symbols aren't affected, meaning that, you know, it also neutralizes all instances of willpower, not just Indomitable. So, you know, it cuts out. If you're Earthbound neutralized and your power cosmic, you're not doing willpower. So, live with it. Mind control. Hit characters get to move half their speed and make an attack in any order. No costed or free actions can be used. So you can only do half your speed and make an attack. So, what does that mean? I guess you can't really go for charge. You just get to move half your speed and make an attack. It lost a lot of its power in terms of hit to do on making a character that was hit do whatever they want. But it's got some nice versatility added. A lot of corner cases will be neutralized from this change and blah, blah, blah. Hypersonic speed passively adds a +2 to breakaway rolls. You can no longer carry. Yep, can no longer carry with hypersonic speed. Action is split in 3 mini actions of movement, stop, then make an attack. Then you can finish the movement. This basically eliminates plasticity as a full-blown counter to the power, and the attack doesn't take place during the movement anymore, but does force them to make regular breakaway rolls at a +2. Well, that's the main movement powers that changed. Next up, we have attack powers. We have Blades, Fangs, and Claws, or Blades, Claws, and Fangs. Minimum D6 roll is equal to the character's printed damage, -1. So the minimum of the D6 roll is your minimum damage, -1. So if you have a damage of 3, and you rolled a 1, well, you got printed damage 3, take away 1, at least you're doing 2, so it's a little bit of a boost. Probability control changed quite a bit, so that actually affected that too, and we'll get to probability control. Energy explosion is now a range action, meaning no longer combos with penetrating psychic blasts, and now targets all characters adjacent to the initial target deals 2 damage to all these cards, regardless of printed bolts. The initial target no longer takes regular damage, meaning the character's current damage value, and it's perhaps one of the biggest changes in the pack. Kind of really nerfed it. Pulse Wave, there's been no real changes to Pulse Wave, aside from the clean up the wording. It now ignores abilities, meaning traits that prevented lines of fire to be drawn no longer protect the character. So, prime example, Midnight Sun's ATA. Quake now deals printed damage if only one character is targeted. Also applies normal knockback rules rather than the 2 odd squares. So that's a big deal. I mean, I did play a big deal with the Jane Foster Thor and the sealed event because she can do Quake. She can do a ranged attack at somebody who's not, a different character who's not in contact with her. So that's pretty cool. Smoke Cloud, another change. All opposing characters occupying Smoke Cloud markers suffer negative to attack value, regardless of improved targeting. Gives it a little bit something, so that's good. Precision Strike took a big hit. They had to do something. I get it. Only works on a single target now. Damage can't be reduced below 1. Okay, Super Sense rolls. You can Super Sense roll, but you need a negative 1 penalty now. So, simple as that. So at least Super Sense still kind of get... It doesn't totally ignore Super Senses, but, you know, like Kingdom Come, who get a Super Sense roll for the team ability, and that is pretty cool. Poison is no longer at the beginning of turn. It's free action now, but you can't be, if you weren't moved or placed during that turn. So, that gives you a little bit more stuff on there. I think what it does is cuts out timing with outwitting a power, so you can do your poison and stuff like that. It cleaned it up a little bit. Telekinesis to go hit. It's only range value of 6. It's the maximum range it can move into the 8. Played a game where I relied on it, and it was pretty different. Oh, let's see what we got up next. Next up, we have Defend. Defense powers. Uses printed defense values. This basically stops the chaining of effects, like from JSA or Defenders. Okay. Masterminds. It gets wordy. When a character would be hit by an opposing character's attack, you can change the target to an adjacent character who has lower points or shares a keyword and wouldn't be hit by the attack. So, Mastermind, you gotta give it to somebody who wouldn't be hit by the attack. The character becomes a hit target, even if illegal, or they otherwise targeted by the attack. Let's see. So that's basically, it basically went through and it's just, you know, modifies, you know, your transfers of, you know, damage and shit like that. Invincible, one of my favorite powers, changed quite a bit now. It is just a negative 2. It does negative 2 damage right off the bat. But instead it reduces, it no longer ignores damage. Instead it reduces all damage by 2. But it can reduce penetrating damage. So that means penetrating psychic blast doesn't work and stuff like that. But characters only take a maximum of 3 damage at once while they have invincible. So yeah, I mean, you come across, we'll say Kingdom Come Superman with a heavy, ultra heavy object, which, well, that won't happen no more. New and 9 damage, cutting half, doing 5. Now it's max 3. Ultra heavy items don't exist in the rules anymore either. Regeneration is a change. It roll a d6 and heal half the result. Round it up. You don't have to be bummed out when you get a bad roll now, but you can no longer heal for 4. Damage power. So we got support. Uses regular attack and defense values. Minimum amount healed is 2. Perplex becomes a lot stronger with support now because it's a, you know, it doesn't say it doesn't. You can't use a modified defense value. Probability control changed a lot. It can only reroll attacks and breakaway rolls. Simple as that. No blades, fangs, and claws. No this roll, no that roll, no this way, no leadership. Only breakaways and attacks. Perplex no longer fades or vanishes. So if you perplex a dial, even though they take 4 clicks of damage, they're still perplexed on that stat that we were perplexed. Outwit, you choose a standard or special power on a character within range of line of fire, and they can't use that power. Let's see, so basically you can outwit something that's not on the dial yet, that you know that they have down the dial. You know, if you know they go into charge, and they don't have charge now, but you know you're going to hit them, you can say, okay, I'm going to outwit charge, even though you don't have it, and boom, you know. So that changed a lot, and you can't, it's only powers, so you can't outwit Indomitable and stuff like that anymore, so that's good. Leadership adds a unique passive of +1 your action total. does not stack. So if you got five people in leadership and you're playing a 500 point game, or and then you know you don't get a leadership role for everyone, you just get a plus one to the bonus. But what it does do is it allows you still to roll with the character to remove an action token from a character with less points or shares the keyword. That's a big one too, because it's big. It's simple as that. I'll go through this a little bit. Okay, abilities. Carry reduces speeds for plus one for each speed character. So that's a little different with that. Destroy actions. Destroying objects or terrain have been changed to their own actions as a closer range. So that means you can no longer use close combat or range combat expert to boost up your damage to destroy walls and such. Object attacks. Let's see. Yeah, object attacks. The new rule, it basically makes it so you can't combo with any other powers. For example, charge grants close, so you wouldn't have to choose whether. So you would have to choose whether you use the object or that of the exploit weakness, so you can't combat with both. Improved targeting. Destroys blocking can only be used to destroy one blocking terrain. Improved movement. Characters move adjacent through. Now, I'm not going through all this. But we've got their protective and stuff. But those are the main changes in the pack. And they're pretty significant because, I'll be honest with you, the leadership messed with me. Trying to get used to that. TK. And trying to remember, trying to figure out what goes with what attack. They did the thing. They try to go through and make it easier in new pack, I guess. But they didn't, in my opinion, because they have, let's say, flurry. It's a close, the two dots, semicolon maybe. You make two close attacks, so you can make two close attacks. Because you're doing it close, you may take two close attacks. Okay, but then you come here to Blades, Claws, and Fangs. When this character hits and would deal normal damage during a close action, you may roll a d6. If you do the deal the damage, the results, you know, it goes through that. So, I'm at the thing is, will the... No, I guess they won't. I guess Blades, Fangs, and Claws, I don't know. I have to look into that. Can it be mixed up with Flurry? I don't know. But I wish they stop it. They got some things, and they got range, and they got range attack and small letters, and you're supposed to know the big letters from the small letters, and such things as the theme team bonus. You know, it's just italicized or not italicized. So it's a little bit confusing, but that's my view of the pack for right now. I'll probably go over some figs next episode, and there's a couple other rule changes as it comes up. I have been having fun with my Wakanda team, and also my Cowboy team. With my Justice League Justice Riders, and of course with the High Noon map and the Wakanda map, it's pretty fun and thematic, and it's pretty cool. I've had a lot of cool games. Yeah. Well, that's it for today. I'll leave you with Death Clock, the Hammer. Get it, Sean Hammer, the Hammer is not mine. All these ideas are my opinions, not my intellectual property, such and such and such. You got ideas for me, comments or anything, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. And remember, I'm giving away Taylor. Taylor, alternate Miss Model. Just send me an email. Tell me why you need it. And I'm probably end up looking at giving away some HeroClix stuff, probably maps and OP kits and such like that. Don't know what I'm going to talk about next time, so if you got ideas, send me a message. And just remember, just as with the Sean Hammer fans, Dial Talk Radio has the same motto. If you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Alright, later guys.